Okay, so tonight we're continuing with our Abarbanel and Pirkei Avot. Just to, I'm not going to recap all the other Mishnayot, although we may reference them. We've seen that his general thrust is to look at each Mishnah in light of the previous Mishnayot, which has been pretty revelatory. He sent some pretty extreme things until now. It's just fascinating to see him say that basically each successive generation is either agreeing or disagreeing or modifying the previous generation's statement, and that each generation is either talking to their own or talking to a future generation, giving advice to the coming people or based on what they think is happening, whether it's exile, whether it's a change in Masorah, whether it's a change in sociology, whatever it is. So they're giving advice, and that's kind of what's going on. Okay. So we got the Hillel and Shammai. So the truth is that this section over here that I'm highlighting is really three separate Mishnayot in almost every book of Mishnayot, but the Abarbanel puts them all together. And he puts them all together because it's all Hillel. These are three statements from Hillel, which he thinks are connected to each other. And so he thinks it makes sense to keep them together. So the Mishnah starts and says, Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. Who's mehem? So the previous people were Shammai and Avtalion. So they're the generation after Shammai and Avtalion. There are Nasi and Av Beitin, respectively, Hillel and Shammai. And first we get Hillel's statements. So Hillel Omer, Hevi mitalmidav shel Aharon, Oev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, Oev et Abriyot, Mekarvan LaTorah. Hu haya Omer, Naged, so what that just means simply is that we should all try to become Talmidim of Aharon, which means that we should be Ohavei Shalom v'Rodfei Shalom, lovers of Shalom and pursuers of Shalom. We love all beings and we try to bring them close to the Torah. Fine. This is a very rare instance of Aramaic in the Mishnah. Right? We don't usually see that. Mishnayot are almost exclusively Hebrew, but this one is totally Aramaic. It's not that the rabbis didn't know or speak Aramaic. They for sure did, even in Israel. But the Mishnayot are generally written in Hebrew, but for whatever reason, this is in Aramaic. The Barbanel actually doesn't touch upon why it's in Aramaic. So you have to look elsewhere for that. And given that it's Aramaic, it's hard to read, right? We don't just off the bat understand what it means. So we need the English, right? So the English says, Naged Shma, which means one who works hard to make his name great, a person who tries to proclaim his name, Aved Shmei, it will be lost. Udelo Mosif, Yasef, and one who doesn't try to learn more to add on to his knowledge will lose it, right? Yosef, Yasef can be the reverse. You have the same verb in Hebrew, and depending on how you conjugate it, it can mean the reverse of itself. Udelo Yalev, Ketala Chayav. And if you don't learn, then you are actually Chayav Mita. Ketala means death. So you're Chayav Mita. And finally, Udishtamesh, Betaga, Chalef. If you use the crown, the crown of learning, usually what it means, then you'll pass away. All right, so this is kind of a cryptic Mishnah, no matter who's trying to explain it. So we'll see what the Abarbanel does with it. It's quite unique. And then finally, Hu haya omer, imen ani li mili, kshani latzmi mani, vimloch shav ematai. A famous statement, if I'm not for myself, who will be for me? If I am only for myself, then who am I? And if not now, when? Well, we're going to see that the Abarbanel really has a very unique and unexpected interpretation of this last part of the Mishnah, at least in my view. Just for a little bit of balance, just jump ahead and look at Shammai. Shammai Omer Asei Torah Tchakeva Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbei V'Avim Mekabelat Kol Adam B'Seher Panim Yafot. Make Torah study a fixed practice for yourself. Say little and do a lot. And make sure that you greet people with a very pleasant countenance, with a pleasant face, you know, smile at people. Let me just pause for a second and ask you all, if you were to describe the difference between Hillel and Shammai, in terms of what they thought was important, in terms of what they emphasized, in terms of their personalities, you know, everything that you know about them from Shas or from stories or anything like that, how would you describe the difference between Hillel and Shammai? Anything. Throw out adjectives about one of them or the other. Anybody?
Din Rachamim.
Okay. I assume Shammai is Din and Hillel is Rachamim. Okay. let me put it this way. And, you know, I'm always wary of asking questions like this because you know that it's a trick question. If you were to say that one of them emphasized Torah study and the other emphasized Torah performance, right, the performance of mitzvot, which one would you think would be which?
From what we see here, it looks like Hillel is emphasizing Torah study and Shammai is emphasizing performance.
Okay, very interesting. Would you have expected that?
I don't know enough to expect either one.
Okay, so let's see what the Rabbanan says. So the Rabbanan says, V'inyan ma'amareihem, Hillel and Shammai, this is based on the way that the Rabbanan has been reading the Mishnayot. He's now going to explain in context what Hillel and Shammai are coming to get across. He says, basically, up until now, we've had two different viewpoints about how a person should leave their life. Echad, b'inyan harabanut v'hamishpat, la'asoto kehogen b'kerev ha'aretz, v'alav yizhiru Yehuda b'tabe b'shem b'shetach. We've had one theme at the beginning of Perkei Avot, which focuses on Rabbanut, on Dayanut, on Mishpat, that a person should focus on those aspects of life. And that's what Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach and the Chachamim, by the way, or the Shiari Knesset Agdola or the Nevi'im, depending on how you read the Mishnah, when they said Asu Siag LaTorah and Hevo Metun Badin, they focused on Din. That was one viewpoint. Then we saw Da'at HaSheni, Shemai and Avtali, and they came along and they said, don't get involved in Rabbanut, don't get involved in authority, stay far away from it, just put your head down and work and just do the right thing. Fine. Those are two very different viewpoints. So comes along Hillel and Shammai, and they say, she'ena shleimut nitle lo b'rabanut v'lo b'malacha. They say, not here and not there. Ki im b'limud ha-Torah u'maseh ha-mitzvot, shudat ha-shlishi. So Hillel and Shammai say, forget all that. Don't think about Rabbanut. Don't think about Melacha. Only think about learning Torah and performing mitzvot. That's what should be the focus of our lives. Okay, sounds fair. How do we see this in the Mishnayot? So he says, first of all, Hillel talks about shalom. He has a lot to say about this, but I condensed it. He says, what does the word shalom mean? Right? When he says, Heva mitalmidav shel Aaron, oev shalom v'rodev shalom, oev adabriyot u'makarban la'Torah. So the word shalom, we usually, the Mefarshim, he says, explain that it means haskama bin hakitot hamitkotetot, right? Basically, peace between two warring factions. That's how people usually understand peace. And we say, okay, yeah, Aaron, you know, the stories abound about Aaron trying to get two feuding parties to get along, whether it was friends that he, you know, would tell one friend, he wants to apologize, and he tell the other friend, you know, he wants to apologize. That's a famous midrash. Or he would try to create shalom bias between a husband and a wife that weren't getting along. So fine, but he thinks that that's not far enough. The Rabbana says, "Lo hikiru et ma'alat shalom, v'lo ya'u et yekar tiferet gedulato." They did not really see the glory of what shalom really is. So they say, because it's really just about creating peace between two fighting factions. So he says, well, first of all, he says, we have shalom showing up in all kinds of places where it has nothing to do with any war or any fighting. So for example, Nikra Hashem Shalom, Shu HaKosher Et HaOlam U'Ma'amid HaNimtzayim Al Seyedur B'Tzivyonam U'Kamatam, we call Hashem Shalom all the time. And it has nothing to do with fighting.
We say, Oseh Shalom B'Mirumav.
Oseh Shalom B'Mirumav, yeah. Or he says, he quotes a pasuk of Bereishit. This is Yaakov telling Yosef to go check on the brothers. Lech nareh et shlom achecha ve'et shlom hatzon. So shlom achecha maybe could be, you know, let's make sure your brothers are getting along. What does shlom hatzon mean? Make sure that the tzon, that the sheep are getting along? So he says, no. Shalom is shem nirdaf letov ulebriyut, to goodness and health. Shem shalom and achatar rishona la shlemut. It refers to completion. Shalom is really the root is shlemut. But davar malei v'shalem lo yachzar kobo. Something that is complete, it's not lacking anything. So how does peace come into it? Kasher tipol bin hanashim hamiriva v'ktata biyavol diaskama yomar az shalom. When people are fighting and then they come to an agreement, we call that peace because it's the creation of completion. But the completion is the ultimate state. It's not the transition that we call peace. It's the way things are supposed to be. Things are supposed to be with shalom and shleimut because that's the way that they get along. But it's not as if, you know, in order to create peace, you have to have fighting. No, in order to create shleimut, which is harmony and completion, that's what shalom really is related to. Now, how does that relate to what we're talking about over here? So he says, Hillel wanted to talk about, first of all, the idea of shleimut, and he wanted to talk about how it's lihitkarev el ha-Torah ulelamda. He says, the ultimate is to get people to come closer to Torah because that is the ultimate shleimut. Okay, so Rabbi Menel is not so focused on this part of the Ma'amar. Really, he uses it as a springboard for the next section, for the Aramaic part. So the part where he says, negad shmei avad shmei. So here, the Rabbi Menel gets quite complicated. I'll say most of this outside. Basically says, you have four separate statements here, right? If we look back in the Mishnah, you have Nagad Shma Avad Shmei, Udolo Mosif Yasef, Udolo Yalif Ketala Chayav, Udishnamish B'taga Chalef. And the Rabbi Menel says, actually, these contradict each other. Because he says, number one, Nagad Shmei Avad Shmei means that a person who tries to create a great name for himself. Now, how does he try to create a great name for himself? A person who tries to become great and famous using Torah, al ze amar negad shmei, this person will lose it all. He'll lose his name. And it's midah keneged midah. Mi sheitasek legadel ulhamshich shmo yovad shmo, v'yeza midah keneged midah, hu ratza legadel at Hashem v'yoved. He wanted to create his name using Torah, he's going to lose it. Which means the implication is that a person is not supposed to spend a lot of time in Talmud Torah. She'ein ra'i lahar both b'Talmud Torah. This is kind of an anti-learning Torah statement. Now, I know it's only in a certain model it is, but ultimately he's saying a person should not, in this way at least,
in this way,
spend his time learning Torah. But then he says, Oramar soter lezeh, but then there's something that contradicts this. Udlo mosif yosif. And someone who doesn't continue to learn and learn more and more and more and try to add on to his knowledge, he'll be basically swept up. He'll be taken away.
It sounds like one is talking about learning the Shema and the other one is learning for not the Shema, but self-aggrandizement.
A person who doesn't try to add on to his knowledge will be cut off from the world. Now he says, the next one is Udulo Yalif Ktala Chayav. Just similar to that. In other words, the first one of Udulo Mosif Yesif, that's Hashem is going to take care of you. But if you also don't learn, then there's another punishment, which is that you're going to be chayav mita al yidei adam. Now, I don't think he means literally that the Beit Din is going to kill you, but he's saying that even in this world. Now, in the end, he kind of goes back to the first part. Ma'amar shirei oto sotelez el dishtamish b'taga chalaf, v'tzolam mishim itater mehatara u'mishtamesh b'kitra chalaf, v'tzolam ha'yachlof v'yachrat min ha'olam. So that's kind of the same as negad shmei, that if a person who tries to use the Torah, like my father said, for self-aggrandizement, for making himself big, he is going to be removed from the world. Now, the way that Rabbi Menel reads this, though, is that they're somewhat contradictory statements. So there's a tension that's being created. And on the one hand, it's good to learn Torah. On the other hand, it's not good to learn Torah. It's not good to learn Torah because people tend to do it and are in danger of doing it for the sake of honor or for the sake of getting advancement in the world. On the other hand, you have to do it. You can't get away with not doing it. So there's that tension that gets created. So now we have to manage that tension. And here is where the Rabbi Menel says something totally unexpected. Somebody explained to me, what does the Hillel mean when he says, Im ein ani li, mi li? Come on, this is a very, very common Mishnah. People talk about it all the time. We all have a vision in our head of what it means. What does it mean? Im ein ani li, mi li? No, Ami, you're on here. Don't stay quiet. Go ahead. Okay, so you answered me with one Ma'amar Chazal with another Ma'amar Chazal.
Yeah, I mean, that really, if don't rely on anyone else. Something needs to be done. Get up and do it.
Okay, if something needs to be done, get up and do it. Fair enough. Ravit, it sounds like you wanted to say something.
Yeah, Not the same. That's a stand up. When nobody's there, it's up to you. Do whatever okay. you need to do.
Okay, good. Okay, what about Uchshani Latzmi Ma'ani?
If I'm alone, then it's not enough. I need to use.
So if I'm not enough. If it's just me doing something, I won't be successful. That's what you think it means? It's fine. Okay. Any other interpretations of that? That's not how I would usually have understood it, although it's perfectly good.
I think the simplest interpretation is imena nili mili means, and no one will be for myself as much as I will be for myself.
Okay.
But I can't be only for myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have to be for myself, but I also have to be
take care of other
concerned about others.
Good. That's all. Yeah, I agree.
That's the simplest.
That's how I would understand it. So as you're probably not going to be surprised, Brabinal does not understand it this way at all. At all. He does something quite surprising with this.
Can I just ask, given you've asked my made a comment on something else, just this the sugya before, the idea that Talmud Torah could ever be about self-grandissement, that's a fundamental premise of his, or that's just one perspective? Because there's a big call to say that other people learning Torah are going to be, the general person learning Torah is in order to be able to improve his name.
And not only that, but the Gemara actually has some decent things to say about learning Shalom Lishma. We talk Shalom Lishma Baal Lishma. It's expected that we're going to do this. Rav Dessler in Michta Meliyahu says that you're supposed to start Shalom Lishma. But look, this is what Hillel says. Hillel says, "Dishtamish betaga chalaf, negat shmei avad shmei." A person who's trying to do it in order to increase his name, he'll lose his name. It won't work. That's what he says. So, and this is how the Rebbe understands Hillel. I mean, that is what Hillel says. So let's look at what he says about this more famous Imena Nili Mili. So he says, where is it? Here. Harei lecha me'ashalem hilal ma'amar misotchim d'hel zeh pam yachika adam mitamot Torah ba'omro negad shmei avad shmei udishtamish betaga chalaf. Sometimes he pushes away Torah learning. V'hu soter l'ma shamar havi mitamidam shal Aaron u'makarvin l'Torah. This goes away from, you know, trying to be like Aaron. U'pa'amitza ve'alimuda v'tosafta b'ma shamar u'dilo mosif yasif u'dilo yelif k'telachayev. And sometimes he says, you have to learn. So what do we do? U'kidei lehatir ha'safik hazeh ha'mitchayev mididei lididei. That's why the next Mishnah or the next statement by Hillel is Im Ein Ani Li Mili. What does it mean? Shepirish bo shahalimud kesholo yelishmo utzel omar shlashlamat amitlamed baatzmo kiim litparut hu bilti ra'ui. He says Im Ein Ani Li Mili. This means that if a person learns shelo lishma, right? For the sake of hashlamat hamitlamed ba'asmo kim elitparu to bilti ra'ui. If he just do it for his own, for glorification, then that's not ra'ui. And that's the explanation for ein ani mili. How? Uitzel omar, im ein ani ose talmudi la'atzmi lehashlim nafshi ki im letachlit ha'ra'u legadel shmi lishtamish betaga mili. He says, if my limud is not for my own improvement, but rather for my honor, right? So there's, in other words, Hillel says, your learning should be for a selfish goal. It should be for a self-centered, self-serving goal. The goal should be improvement.
Sorry, Rifani. He's associating this Imenani Limili to the previous line about and not in isolation as a...
No, that is the fundamental tenet of the Abarbanel's commentary on Pirkei Avot, is that every Mishnah is a commentary on the previous Mishnah. They all have to be seen in light of the previous Mishnah. That's a fundamental point that we've been seeing. So he says, Im Ein Ani Li Mili is a reference to the previous Mishnah, and it's a surprising one, because basically he's saying that 100% you should have interested goals when you learn, but your goal should be improvement and the gathering of knowledge, but it should not be self-aggrandizement and the pursuit of honor. So that's what he says over here, im ein ani oseh talmidi la'atzmi lahashlim nafshi, that's the im ein ani li, then what's going to happen? Mili. If I'm doing it not for me myself, but I'm doing it so that I can be big in the eyes of others, then I'll be nothing. Mili. Veizu asher yase atov atov lasmo ki karov adam etzel atzmo. Veimu eino mitchaven letoalto kim litnase bekerav acherim mihayishi chaven hashlim et nafsho. Nobody will. I'm sorry. Actually, what he's saying is a little different than what I just said. What he's saying is, and it's connected to what my father was saying. Actually, saying if I don't learn from my own self knowledge, then nobody will be able to learn for me. Right? This is interesting. He's saying, you know, nobody can learn for me. Nobody can, you know, give me knowledge. I have to learn, and if I don't learn, then I won't have that knowledge. If I'm only learning for the sake of self-aggrandizement, of becoming great in the eyes of others, right? Maybe I'm showing off, but I'm not actually picking up anything on my own, then I'll never learn anything. I won't get anything. That's how we understand that first statement. But I think if that was surprising, then this is going to be even more surprising. Omnam, kishani latzmi, osek laho il latzmi benafshi, v'loli tachlit acher, chitzoni benifrad bimani. If I'm only learning, only for myself, so that I can become great in Torah, not great in the eyes of others, but great in Torah in terms of my knowledge and my performance of mitzvot. Now, we would all read the words ma'ani as, I think, derogatory or dismissive, meaning, what am I? I'm nothing, right? But look what he says. Uma, the word ma here, hanis karbekan, eno lashon miyut, kiim lashon hagdala. The ma over here of ma'ani is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's ma'ani. Wow. As in, ma'ani shtana alayla azeh. Ma gadu ma'secha. As he says, ma rav tufcha, ma robu ma'secha Hashem. Ma tovu, ma na'im. Nobody reads that as being dismissive. We read that as being great. So how does it work?
It's wow.
Yomar kisha ani amel la'atzmi. Davar gadol ani oseh. If I work on myself, I'm doing something great. Because then it's for the sake of improvement. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the previous statement. And this is the thing, right? Hillel is saying, Hillel, the Nasi, okay? The Nasi is saying that your learning should not be for the sake of honor. It shouldn't even be for the sake of becoming a great teacher or a rabbi. It should be just for the sake of learning itself and acquiring the knowledge and the Torah, but not for the sake of becoming a great teacher. That's how it goes into that. He says this world is for learning, and the next world is for getting the schar. In other words, you might think that you should learn in this world and the schar will be the honor that you get. And he says, no, don't think of that. Your learning should be only for the sake of the Torah and worry about the schar in the next world. That's these three statements of Hillel. And he says, Hidbaru l'da'ati shloshet ha'mamrim ha'ile, Shamar Hillel, v'shehem mityachsim binyanam. They're connected one to the other. V'aklal ha'yotze mishloshtam hu shetzarich la'adam shiasim mishladuto b'limud ha'torah ki hu ha'osher v'hatzlacha ha'mitit. Hillel fundamentally thinks that you should not be involved in dayanut, you should not be involved in rabbanut, you should not be involved in malacha and working, you should be involved in learning. L'rabbanut v'la malacha v'sha Torah ha'hi yilmad ha'adam lishma. V'lo she'ichaven eila l'tachlit medumeh. And when you're learning, it should not be for any ulterior motive. Ki alken amar Shimon HaTzadik she'ay olam omed al ha'Torah. This goes all the way back to Shimon HaTzadik's al ha'Torah. Surprising, no?
Is.
So now it gets even, I think, a little bit more surprising, because now you have his friend Shammai. If I had to guess what Shammai was going to say over here, I would have said he's going to amplify Hillel. I would have said he's going to take Hillel and he's going to say, no, that's not even good enough. You have to go even further. But look what Shammai actually says. And not only does Shammai, this Rabbi Benel, think that Shammai doesn't say that, but even his read of Shammai is just totally surprising. Asei Torah Tchakeva. If you had to, you know, just in a nutshell, what's Shammai saying? It sounds like three very separate things, right? You have Aseh Torah Tchakeva, that seems to be talking about learning. And then you have Emor Mad Vaseh Harbe, which seems to be just a behavior thing. You know, don't talk, do.
Actions, right? Words.
And then, Havei Mekabalat Kol Adam B'Sefer Panim Yafot, you know, be a kind person. You make sure to go out of your way to smile at people. Right? Your regular Mefarish is going to read this as three separate statements that just were important to Shammai. But let's look what Rabbi Menel does. Lefisha Hillel Asa Ikar Adam B'Talmud Torah Kilo HaMidrash HaIkar. Hillel said that Talmud Torah is the most important thing, which is another way of saying that the Midrash is the Ikar. That's from already the second parak of Pirkei Avot. So, Amar Shammai She'eino Kein Shamaseh Ikar. Lo Midrash Ikar Ela Maaseh. That's not over here. It's in the next parak. Laze Amar Aseh Torat Chakeva She'ikva Itim LeTorato. Now, when you say Aseh Torat Chakeva, what does that sound like? It sounds like make sure that you have a lot of time set aside for Torah. It should be important to you, right? But how is Abba Benel reading it? She'ikba itim la'Torah. You should have specific time set aside for Torah. It should be structured and limited. It shouldn't take up all of your time. Avala ha'gaya tiyah me'at u'ma'aseh ha'mitzvot yiharbeh. But the study itself should be a little, and the maaseh mitzvot should be many. The performance of mitzvot should be the focus of your life. Valzemar and mor ma'at vaserbe, and that's directly leading off of aseh torat hakeva. And mor ma'at vaserbe ki emor hulashon nofel al haTalmud. Emor is for learning. Emor me'at. Kilo yomar lemod v'agut me'at v'amaseh the mitzvot themselves, the performance of the mitzvot yiharbe. V'lazeh atzmo amar aseh torat chakeva v'lomar limud torat chakeva la'ir shehaikar b'maseh v'lo b'limud. V'lefi shematzeh mitzvot yuchla b'shnei sugim. There are two kinds, so he differentiates between them as aseh harbe and aseh harbe is the mitzvot ben adam l'makom. And having mekabel kol adam b'sefer panim yafot is ben adam l'chaveiro. That's the relationship between these two. So, hinei imkein meotam shlosha amudim shezachar shimon atzadik asa hillel ikar mihatorah. Hillel said the ikar of those three amudim of Torah, avodah, gemilut, chasadim, the ikar is the Torah. And Shammai says the ikar is the maaseh. Now, I think Shammai is saying the ikar is the maaseh of the Torah. Right? And this is actually a machloket in the Gemara in Kedushin, or it's a discussion in the Gemara in Kedushin, whether Talmud or Maaseh is greater. And the conclusion, anybody know what the conclusion of the Gemara over there is? I think it's Daf Mem. Anybody remember the conclusion of the Gemara? The Gemara says, which is greater, Talmud or Maaseh? It's one of the biggest cop-outs in Shas. Gemara says, Talmud is greater because Talmud is mevili de maaseh, which is, you know, Talmud of mevili de maaseh. So Talmud is greater because it's mevili de maaseh, which is just kicking the can down the road because it sounds like that means the maaseh is important because it's the tachlit, it's the purpose. But okay, so you have Shammai over here, kind of trying to adjust what Hillel is saying and saying yes, Torah is very important, but you know what's even more important? Maaseh, the performance of the mitzvah. Don't be so cerebral and involved in studying Torah that you never actually perform the mitzvah. Now he adds on and he says, "Efshar od lefare shehilal azav da'at harabanut v'da'at ha'malachah." Like we said, he said, "Don't get involved in those things," and he chose divrei Torah. But Shammai disagreed and said, "Ein roi laharchik ha'malachah v'lo azva mikol v'chol." Shammai might be focusing on malachah itself, and he's saying, and this is actually very interesting. Not everybody can devote their life to pure Talmud Torah all the time. Mm-hmm. It's enough that a person should just set aside a little bit of time every single day to learn Torah, vikra, vilmad, ma'at min ayom. So the Rabbi offers two interpretations. His first one was that Shammai was kind of tamping down the focus on Talmud Torah in favor of mitzvot. But the second interpretation is that he's actually suggesting that we should limit for at least some people, or many people, most people, I think, their Talmud Torah to itim, to specific times, but the rest of the times they should be involved in malacha, kol hayom v'chol halayla. Right? Obviously, this is a perush of the Rabbi Benel that would make waves in today's make waves. He's not the only game in town, so it's not as if really make a difference. But it's just interesting that someone like that Barbanel would say something like this and put it in the mouth of Shammai. That's what I'm fascinated by, because to my mind, Shammai, right? In the famous fights between the schools of Shammai and the schools of Hillel, Shammai comes up as comes off simply as a much more severe, unforgiving, demanding personality. And so if I were to pick that one of them would say, you know, you should spend all of your days learning, versus the other one saying, no, you need to make sure that there's time for life and time for work and time for mitzvos, I would have flipped them. I would have thought that there would be the opposite, the other way around. But the Abba Manel says, based on these Mishnayot, that no, it's Hillel who's on the side of full-time Torah, and Shammai who's on the side of at least part-time Torah and most of the time mitzvot, but even part-time Torah and most of the time work, which I think is very interesting. Okay, I wanted to keep it to a limited amount of time, because I think we've been going too late the past few weeks. So I think half hour is a good time. So we'll stop there. Next time we'll continue with this thread. Actually, it's there's more to see. Some of the subsequent Mishnayot take up this debate and take it even further. It actually goes all the way into the second parak. But hopefully next time we'll finish the first parak.
Well, should continue, because that's the theory of the Abba Avernel, right? It's linked to the previous one.
Every single one. It's going to continue at least to the end of the parak and further.
So the Shirim should do the same.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really, really amazing.
It is. The last ones.